From Help for Hungry Babies, I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. 78,000 pounds of baby formula will be arriving in the U.S. The formula was flown here from Germany as American parents struggle to feed their children. Later this week, we should learn more about the shortage when formula manufacturers testify before Congress.
Writing in the Washington Post, the CEO of one of those companies, Abbott, whose plant was shut down leading to the shortage, issued an apology and pledged to take the following steps. Establish a $5 million fund to help families with hospitalized children, ship millions of cans of baby formula from an FDA-approved facility in Ireland, and restart his Michigan facility by the first week in June. But it will take 6 to 8 weeks before formula is available. That could be as late as August.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. More than 24 people are hurt after a bus crashed and rolled over on a busy highway near Baltimore this morning. The megabus was carrying nearly 50 people on I-95. 15 of the injured were taken to hospitals. The crash is under investigation. No other vehicles were involved. Title 42 is still in place, which means migrants can still be kept out of the country because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The White House wanted to lift the public health order tomorrow, but a federal judge blocked it.
This is a human tragedy here. At nighttime, it looks like a war zone. There's a sea of humanitarian crisis here.
Senate Republican Roger Marshall of Kansas on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The administration is appealing the judge's ruling. If you're in a crowded indoor location, you should be wearing a mask. That's the recommendation from the White House COVID-19 response coordinator as new infections jump in many areas of the country. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Another funeral in Buffalo, New York, 1 week after a gunman stormed a grocery store.
Last Saturday was a beautiful, warm, sunny day. That beauty was shattered when a hate-filled, racist outsider came into our city and took the lives of 10 innocent community members.
Mayor Byron Brown led a moment of silence outside City Hall. It's a tough time for the global food supply as Russia's invasion of Ukraine wipes out desperately needed agricultural exports.
The conflict is bringing to light new concerns about food insecurity around the globe. Experts warn the world has about 10 weeks left of stable wheat supplies before a new crisis develops. Ukraine is the world's fifth largest exporter of wheat, and numerous countries will be without their main supplier since wheat exports from Ukraine have reduced by 60%. It's not just food that's affected. The Russians have banned gas exports to Finland as the country looks to join NATO. Here in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, off in the distance, battles rage on.
Fox's Trey Yingst. The ongoing war will be a prime focus for the world's economists who are gathering in Switzerland.
The last time world elites in politics and business met for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland in 2020, then-President Donald Trump headlined the show.
We will forever be loyal to our workers, our citizens, and our families, the men and women who are the backbone of our economies, the heart of our communities, and the soul of our countries.
President Biden this year, who's currently on a trip to Asia, skipping the World Economic Forum, where 2,500 world leaders, including more than 50 heads of state and government, begin the first in-person forum in 2 years that'll center around the theme history at a turning point, economic, environmental, and societal priorities.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.